This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever heard of the Body Mass Index, or BMI? It's been the go-to for measuring obesity for ages, right?
Right. Everyone knows it. Weight divided by height squared. Simple.
But is it really that simple? This article suggests, maybe not. It proposes a whole new way to think about obesity.
Yeah, it's a pretty big shift. It's not just about the numbers anymore.
Exactly. So let's unpack this whole new approach to defining obesity. So let's start with the old standby, the BMI. What are its strengths?
It's easy to calculate, cheap, and widely used. Great for large studies.
So a quick snapshot of potential health risks. But what are the downsides?
It ignores fat distribution. Someone with a high BMI could be perfectly healthy if their fat is in their hips, not their belly.
And it doesn't differentiate between muscle and fat. Athletes could be labeled obese.
Exactly. Plus, it doesn't account for age, gender, or ethnicity. One size doesn't fit all.
So what are some better ways to measure adiposity?
Waist circumference is a good start. Belly fat is a major risk factor.
Makes sense. What about waist to hip and waist to height ratios?
They give a more nuanced picture of fat distribution.
And then there's the Body Roundness Index, or BRI. What's that all about?
It's newer, incorporates waist circumference, and seems to predict metabolic syndrome and hypertension well.
But it's not perfect, right?
No, its predictive power isn't always significantly better than other methods, and accuracy varies across populations.
Let's talk high tech. What about DXA scans, MRIs, and CT scans?
They're the gold standard for accuracy, but they're expensive and not always accessible.
So what about blood tests?
Biomarkers like leptin, adiponectin, and CRP can give clues about excess fat and its metabolic effects.
Okay, so this new approach, what's the big idea?
It focuses on how excess fat impacts health, not just the number on the scale.
So two stages of obesity, preclinical and clinical?
Exactly. Preclinical is excess fat without organ damage. Clinical is when the fat starts causing problems.
This changes how we treat obesity, right?
Absolutely. Preclinical might need lifestyle changes. Clinical might need medication or surgery.
This new system seems really personalized.
It is. It considers age, gender, and ethnicity, recognizing that obesity affects different people differently.
And what about the societal impact?
It challenges the stigma around obesity, framing it as a health condition, not a character flaw.
Any challenges to this new approach?
Implementation will be tricky, it's more complex, and resources might be a problem in some areas.
But the potential benefits are huge, right?
Absolutely. A more accurate and equitable system could revolutionize obesity care.
This new system also seems relevant to the growing use of GLP-1 receptor agonists like Ozempic.
Yes, these medications are changing obesity management, and the new criteria help ensure their effective and cost-efficient use. Knowing if someone is preclinical or clinical helps determine the best course of action, right?
So to wrap things up, this new approach is a big deal. It's a more holistic, personalized, and less judgmental way to understand obesity.
Exactly. It moves beyond simple numbers to focus on the impact of excess fat on health.
It's a much needed shift in how we think about and treat this complex condition. That was a great discussion. Thanks so much.